It's my privilege and duty to welcome the most distinguished guest ever we had in this college. Mr. Richard Murphy Stallman launched the development of the GRU operating system in 1984, the goal being to create a completely free Unix-like operating system. The organization that was founded in 1985 to further this purpose is the Free Software Foundation. Stallman is a visionary of computing in our times and is the genius behind programs such as Emacs, GCC, the GNU debugger and more. Most importantly, he is the author of the GNU General Public License, the license under which more than half of all free software is distributed and developed. The combination of GNU with Linux, the kernel, forms the GNU Linux operating system, which now has an estimated 20 million users worldwide. The Stallman's concept of free software talks about freedom rather than about the price. His ideas go a long way into ensuring development of software for the welfare of society, collectively developed by programmers who do not lock up their work but rather release it for others to study, upgrade, modify and redistribute. Stallman received the Grace Hopper Award for the Association for Computing Machinery for 1991. In 1990, he was awarded MacArthur Foundation Fellowship. Other recipients of this prestigious award include Noam Chomsky and Tim Berners-Lee. In 1996, an honorary doctorate from the Royal Institute of Technology in Sweden was awarded to him. In 1998, he received the Electronic Frontier Foundation's Pioneer Award along with Linus Torvalds. In 1999, he received the Yuri Rubinsky Memorial Award. Now today, Stallman will be talking about the danger of software patents. In fact, this is one of the most important aspects of freedom of programming, because the aspect of software patents may make all programmers potential lawbreakers, because unknowingly we may be violating some of the patents registered by some other company. So I invite Dr. Stallman to